What is going on, Headstrong Nation? Welcome back to another episode. I apologize, but I also don't apologize for the absence since my last podcast. There have been a lot of shifts. There have been a lot of unearthings, a lot of discovering, and just a lot of shit that's happened here. Now, before we get into this podcast, I want to take a second and shout out the podcast sponsors, Compeak, Mega Fit Meals. Impact is currently unavailable, but if you use code NK on either of the two above, it does support me. It does support the podcast directly. Now, going into this podcast, it's titled The Vision, because that's what I'm here to talk to you guys about. The vision, my vision, things that have unearthed and have become crystal fucking clear to me over the last 2 months. For those of you who have been avid followers and listeners of this podcast for a good while, thank you. I appreciate you so damn much. But you guys have heard me converse and talk about what I have constructed as the four pillars of abundance. And these four pillars being body, mind, soul, and wealth. And I operate very strongly under the pretense that in order for an individual to truly take control of life and own where they're at and not have to worry and just feel aligned, these four pillars need to hold them up, and we need to build those four pillars up. And when you can master these four pillars, you master your life. Throughout my time, almost a decade now in the fitness coaching space, my approach to fitness coaching has changed. It's morphed, it's evolved, just like all things should. And you see, when I first started out in my own journey, I only focused on the body. And I was, you know, bodybuilding. I was a very scrawny kid, and it took me a good while to get some solid muscle on me. I competed, you know, I went through the steroid realm and everything in between. And it was like I kept reaching all of these pinnacles of my physique that I wanted to achieve. The shredded six pack, the competition lean, the 220 pounds, the 230 pounds. You know, I had all of these things that I told myself, once I accomplish this goal in my body, I'll feel good. That's exactly where I want to be. I'm going to be happy and all this stuff. And the more I chased, the more I was let down. The more I thought that once I grasped this, I'd be fulfilled, the emptier I felt. And I continuously kept aimlessly searching for something that was going to give that to me. But then I started realizing, well, what the hell all good is having a shredded six pack and being at peak performance if my mental state is trash? What am I missing? Why am I not fulfilled in this? And that led me on an array of research, an array of courses and mentors and everything in between to start really learning the personal development, you know, call it life coaching side of things. And then I started hybriding the two. I started doing the same thing with my athletes because I also realized that my athletes were experiencing the same things that I had experienced. Gung-ho for a competition prep, gung-ho for a fat loss phase. Once we got there and once it was over, there was nothing but lack of fulfillment. You got the trophy, now what? Then it turns into poor body image. It turns into depression. It turns into I'm only fulfilled when I'm chasing prep because that's when I feel the most valuable, when really we just convince ourselves that's what it is, and then we're just left hopeless every single time. So I started crossbreeding this, saying, well, what if we took a more personal development approach with these athletes and allowed them to not tie their identity, their worth of self to what they look like, but more so how they were showing up and just taking the body to peak performance, not for the sake of their own ego, but for the sake of just doing it, just doing the job, just saying, hey, here's my physical body and my body can do amazing things if I push it to these thresholds. Why not do that, but do it out of a form of self-love and also have that mentality side around it? And that's something that we've been doing very much so for the last couple of years on Team NK. But as I went through my own journey, right, I was now focusing on the body pillar and the mind pillar. I was making a ton of money. The team was just making, we were just doing so well. I had multiple different businesses. I had launched Impact Clothing. I was making so much money. But for some reason, I didn't feel wealthy. I didn't feel secure. I didn't feel grounded. I didn't feel stable. I constantly felt scarce, not in control. And then I had a spiritual awakening. And this looks different for everybody. I didn't really have mentors or anything here that really helped me to get into that at first. It was more so like a typical, yo, I took drugs on the beach and had this spiritual awakening. That's really how it happened. Took shrooms on the beach in Key West. And that changed everything for me. And it showed me, holy crap, there is so much more work to be done than I ever thought possible. I don't think you ever stop with the work. I think that we attach ourselves too much to a destination. We go, this is where I need to get. Once I get here, that's it. And that's just not true. Once you break past level 100, all you do is realize that there's level 101. And when you break past that, you realize there's 102. So life in itself isn't about getting somewhere. It's about the process of going. It's just going and just constantly going. And the more you learn, the more you realize you don't know type deal. So when this spiritual pillar of mine opened up, I realized, wow, this is what I've been missing. And this is what so many other people are missing as well, is really getting in touch with themselves and spirituality. And, you know, whatever you choose to call it, you guys know if you're on this podcast, I use the universe as my reference to God. But you can reference it however resonates with you. But realizing, man, there's definitely a power greater than us that we can tap into to really change our lives. And I've seen this played out multiple times in my life. So then I started saying, okay, well, what if I took the body, the mind, and the soul, right? Mind, body, soul is the tantra that we hear all the time. But the reason the four pillars goes body, mind, soul, because that's the journey. That's the journey that most of us take on. That's the journey of that's my warrior's journey, my hero's journey that I was on. And I see a lot of people on that same journey. So we start with the body because we think that that's what matters, right? And then it goes further from there. But here's the thing is you have to elevate yourself in order to start mastering your mind. But then you have to deepen yourself in order to start mastering your soul. So when you start with the body, then you go up, then you have to go down. And from those deep depths of getting aligned with your soul, that's the strongest foundation possible for you to be on in order to build wealth that lasts. And the second that I started focusing on all three of those pillars, the fourth pillar started building like crazy. It was like a portal of everything just had clicked, everything had opened, and it all just made sense. And it was like I was tuned into this channel where everything just started happening for me. Everything started attracting to me. And it's truly overwhelming sometimes to just think about how powerful we actually are as human beings. So my vision here is to help as many people as I can, or as we can, achieve these four pillars. So this vision, if you've been on my Instagram lives, you guys have heard this, but Impact Industries is a vision that has come to me in multiple psychedelic experiences, multiple meditations. I constantly see it over and over and over again. And I've ignored it for quite some time. And I'm finally in an environment where I feel connected to be able to pursue a vision like this and be fully supported in it. And that's huge. And truly, there's at this point in time, there's nobody on this planet who can convince me otherwise that this is what I was put on this earth to do. This is my job to create and to help people to do. So Impact Industries will be the larger company. And through this, we will have four separate companies for each pillar. And with that, we are actually rebranding Team NK to Impact Athletics. And I like this because I've always struggled with the team being tied to my initials. I don't really like that. My online coaching company kind of like blew up in a matter of 3 weeks one time. And I was just like, okay, I guess that's the name. And I ran with it. But I feel very, very aligned with us rebranding it to Impact Athletics for the body pillar and for the mind pillar. I'm already in talks with, you know, a couple therapists, life coaches, mentors to be able to guide people through this in regards to life coaching and personal development. Don't have a full name for this one yet. I'm thinking Peak Impact. And we have the soul pillar, where we help people align with themselves spiritually, spiritual retreats, spiritual guides, meditative guides, all of that stuff to bring people home to themselves. Naked Impact. And then for pillar four, Impact Financial, where we're helping individuals manage, create, find, learn how to generate wealth, passive income, and make their money make money for them so they can take control of their lives. Because here's something that I've always found is it's very, very hard for me to ground myself spiritually when I'm scarce around my livelihood from income. It's very hard for me to focus on my body when I'm constantly stressed because I'm in a depressive head state or I'm experiencing depression or anxiety. All four of these pillars, they play off of each other. And when one's down, they all falter. So Impact Industries is here to help people master all four of these pillars. But people can choose one pillar. If you just want fitness coaching, we've got that for you. If you just want personal development work, we've got that for you. If you just want wealth management or spiritual guidance, we've got that for you. Or you can do all four. Hopefully by the next podcast, I'll have a full website to be able to drop in the description down below for you guys to check it out. But for right now, there are two applications down below, one for one-on-one mentorship and one for one-on-one fitness coaching. It's still the NK Athletics logo because logos haven't been created yet. In the works today, actually. Should have them done by today. But if anybody's feeling called to hop on a call, see if you're a good fit for this, I would absolutely love to talk to you and get you set up. But with this, you guys, this is a vision that has continuously come to me. And I think that it is, I feel like I've always known that there's been something very drastic missing in the fitness realm. And it caused me to start being very, very disconnected from it as I saw a lot of just, I think by me saying I see a lot of ego, it can be interpreted as the notion of me not thinking I have an ego, and that's just not true. So I want that to just be clear. But there's a lot of ego pull around the industry, and people have a lot of mental health issues and a lot of struggles because it's just not focused on enough. And I think that, A, that's one market, but this market transcends into so many other. And I've just never been more freaking passionate and just more aligned and more super in the know and embodying of my truth and what I'm put on this earth to do. And, you know, at the end of the day, this business or whatever it is you want to call it, these principles need to be done just for the sake of them being done. Not for the sake of anybody else. And that's why I'm very excited to have these like rebranded away from my name altogether, because they deserve to be able to grow past me because it does nothing to do with me. And that's just such a cool feeling to be embodied around and to just feel and to be able to offer that and provide that for people. So you have a vision, and this is something that I would love to leave you guys with, is if you have a vision that continuously pulls its way towards you, don't ignore it, because nothing is coming to you by accident, and it's your job to be a portal for that information and that idea to get out into the world. So if you have a pull or you feel something that you just know deep down, it might be scary, it might be, dude, I'm overwhelmed as fuck putting together a massive business like this. I am way in over my head, but hey, somebody's got to do it, and it might as well be me. But even if that idea coming to you is so overwhelming, if it continuously comes back, that's because it's meant for you to hop onto it. So thank you guys for listening. I just wanted to get this out there on a public forum and just kind of, I guess, quote unquote, make the announcements of all the paradigm shifts that are happening right now. And I'm just so fucking excited to serve you guys even more, man. If you made it this far in the podcast, yes, you. I appreciate you more than you know. If you're listening to this and you have not given me, or I'm sorry, this podcast a review, I would so, so appreciate you giving the podcast a review. It helps more than you guys know with just growing our audience and growing our impact and growing our reach. And I'll catch up with you guys in the next one.